And it's a big hello on Static on 2SER this evening to two members of Big White, Elmo and Bowen. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you.
Hello.
How's things? Excited to be launching this record on the weekend?
Yep.
Yeah. And to look at each other nervously.
It's been a while coming, so it's going to be good to play the record in its entirety to our Sydney crowd.
Was Street Talk the difficult second album for Big White, Elmo, or was it a walk in the park?
Yeah, it was a walk in the park, or more like a walk on the beach, I think.
It was a breeze, was it?
Yeah. I mean, we took it pretty easy, so...
Because the way that Big White released the first album was almost unique in that it came out in, 2014 maybe, and sort of was released overseas first before people in Australia sort of latched onto it. So it felt like that might have been a good way to do a record because people weren't expecting it or people sort of came to the band on their own terms.
Yeah, I guess so. When you put it like that, I guess it is kind of unusual.
Was it frustrating at the time more than anything?
Yes and no. I mean, we did have to wait a little while, but... We had released it already, so...
We'd been already sitting on it for a while because we recorded that album before we started playing any shows anyway. And then, it wasn't too far into it and then it sort of got released overseas and we did have to wait. I think it got released in Australia whilst we were overseas.
Yeah, definitely. Memory.
Yeah, well, that pattern also led Big White overseas pretty quickly as well, which again is kind of a unique thing to probably be booking shows overseas before people in Australia know your record's out.
Yeah, it's very eager. I think sort of the way the first album came together was we were overseas anyway and we started as a band in Australia and then went traveling without planning on really recording anything and then we did end up recording that first song. So it started as like an international thing, so we just sort of kept that up throughout the process.
Yeah. Has that been good, Elmo? Does it sort of force you to have more of an international outlook for Big White?
Yeah, I think it has been good, but it's been sort of organic in a way where things have sort of fallen into place and we've just went with it. We went along with it.
And it seems it would have also given you a bit of a unique perspective on what made the band appealing to people overseas. I mean, overseas fans responding because they thought Big White were reminiscent of some classic Australian bands? Like, did you have feedback from over there before you even had feedback in your own town?
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, they sort of pointed out how we were unique in ways, like the setup of our band and things like that.
There were people that would come up to us and would throw references around that were like, you know, Australian bands that we liked and sort of referenced ourselves. And then there was other people that were just sort of perplexed by the Australian sound, but they're not like the Australian sound, but you just get these people who are just, you know, really into Australian music and then we're like, you know, you guys just sound different or something. And yeah, I don't know if it's like just the kind of music that's popular in America right now is like in the indie band scene is maybe different. So there was a point of difference, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, and you certainly put yourselves through it as well because, as you say, you were already touring in a way when you made the first song as Big White and then getting released overseas really made you guys tour a lot through America and spending the dead of winter in Europe. So did that sort of, you know, make you as a band as well in terms of if you can get through that, you can get through anything, Elmo?
Yeah, I guess so. And also we realised that we really love being on the road. So I think we work well when we're moving and, yeah, that's when, like, a lot of ideas come about and we think about the next record that we might put out. So I guess so, yeah.
Is that because it forces you to spend the most time together as well? You know, no one can get away when you want to talk about making a record.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that as well, but I think in a nice way, yeah.
Was it much of a steep learning curve taking Big White across a strange land at the start? Like, were, you know, any dramatic things happen along the way, Bowen?
Plenty of dramatic things happened. I think we were always quite good at traveling together. So it wasn't like the first American tour that we did, I think we played this caravan tour with maybe 15 other bands and I feel like at least three or four of them broke up along the way. So we were pretty undramatic by comparison.
That's almost like Amazing Race. You know, you want to be the last band standing
this
or something.
War of attrition on the way back to California.
And it seems that geography still played a factor in this new album as well, because Big White as a band has even spread across different parts of Australia now. Like,
yeah.
Alma, you're in the Blue Mountains. And
yeah, Nick's
on the South Coast. So is actually making a record a logistical nightmare for Big White when it came time to do street tour?
We all split up, like, around the country during the... I guess you guys have been in the mountains for a while.
Yeah.
Nick was still in Sydney. So there was more of a... I guess it was more... Jack and Elmo coming down to Sydney, and then we spent a couple of days like in the mountains as well. But we approach it more like in chunks now that there's like kind of three different locations.
Again, it forces you to work harder when you're all together, does it?
Yeah, it forces us to sleep on each other's couches.
And it also meant that you went away to do the bulk of the work on Street Talk when you were recording it, because Snowy from the Ocean Party helped you out, and again, you went to somewhere picturesque to make this record, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So it was on Cody's parents' property. Yeah, so it was really nice setting.
And how is it sort of recording in someone's barn or wherever you had to go?
It was really good, yeah. I found it really, really nice. We were able to work like on our own sort of timeline, which is, I think, worked really well.
And was Snowy a good spirit animal for Big White to make this record? I mean, that guy's pretty good at juggling a million bands and things.
Yeah. It was great to have him around.
Yeah. He's a good, like, presence in a studio because he's a very talented musician himself, but he's certainly not, like, overbearing, you know. He's not working you with a whip or anything, and that wasn't the pace that we recorded that record at. So, it was, you know, he was definitely a good fit for it.
Was he offering to put sax on every song?
No.
Did you have to beat him off?
No, we actually had to, like, ask him almost, I think. Yeah.
We he's definitely... Very, like, yeah, he's a modest guy.
Yeah, very humble like that, yeah.
When you're doing a Big White album, is there a struggle in the division of labour with three front men or three guys that sing songs? How do you sort of divvy up the tracks for a Big White album?
I don't know. It seems to happen, again, quite organically. That, I mean, Jack, Nick and Cody do bring ideas. Sometimes they're more fleshed out than other times, but it seems like a fairly, I don't know, it's like fairly even split between those guys.
Mm.
I guess we do, like, workshop songs together, and then I don't think anyone's particularly precious about their own thing, and they're not, like, carrying this, you know...
Voting each other down or anything.
Trophy to the thing, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Elmer, I was wondering, as, you know, the other two members of the band, you and Bowen have the casting votes on songs, or how do they... how do you sort of placate them all?
I'm not sure, but, like, in a way, I think, like, most of the songs are sort of similar for us because we're always consistently, like, doing... you know, our parts. It's more, the juggling probably goes on more between those guys because they're either singing or not singing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we still have to, like, hold it down the rest of the time.
And it's good to see, Elmo, that you got some solid keyboard jamming and vocals on songs like As Long As My Love on this record.
Yeah, that's a really fun one to play.
Yeah. Is it good for you also to, you know, to remind them that you're in the band and can do this too?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, it's good for myself, but yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
And so now, I mean, how far ahead is Big White booked for overseas again? I know there's talk about going to Europe later in the year. So is that still, you know, you haven't run out of all your favours and money to get yourselves back overseas?
Certainly run out of money, but yeah, we've got a bit of time before the end of the year. It's sort of got vague plans to go back around late October, November time period.
You must almost be able to, like, write your own website of couches to stay on as well. Maybe. Had a good network.
Yeah, maybe we'll start logging them.
Well, for now, people can see Big White launching Street Talk tomorrow night in Sydney at Marrickville Bowling Club. We might have a listen to Pleasure off the record on the show this evening. Bowen and Elmo, have yourselves a good launch.
Thank you.
And this is Big White on Static. Thanks.
Thank you.